Miracles by Walt Whitman. Why, who makes much of a miracle? As to me, I know nothing else but miracles. Whether I walk on the streets of Manhattan, or dart my sight over the roofs of houses towards the sky, or wade with naked feet along the beach just on the edge of the water, or stand under trees in the woods, or talk by day with anyone I love, or sleep in a bed at night with anyone I love, or sit at a table at dinner with the rest, or look at strangers opposite me riding in the car, or watch honeybees buzzing around the hive of a summer forenoon, or animals feeding in the fields, or birds, or the wonderfulness of insects in the air, or the wonderfulness of the sundown, or of stars shining so quiet and bright, or the exquisite, delicate tin coive of the new moon in spring. These, with the rest, one and all, are to me miracles, the whole referring, each yet distinct and in its place. To me, every hour of the light and dark is a miracle. Every cubic inch of space is a miracle. Every yard of the surface of the earth is spread with the same. Every foot of the interior swarms with the same. To me, the sea is a continual miracle. The fishes that swim, the rocks, the motion of the waves, the ships with the men in them. What stranger miracles are there?
Read by Alan Davis Drake in Cloud Mountain Studios.